Welcome to the Happiest Health Podcast. I'm your host, Gab Ciminelli, and it is a beautiful day out there wherever you're tuning in from. We've got another outrageous episode for you to help you dive into what makes you as happy as hell by getting into some serious TLC. So keep it where you've got it, stop chasing, and start living. All the best action is not out there, folks, but deep down inside of you. And now it's time to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have. This is the Happy as Hell Podcast with Gab Ciminelli. The podcast that is going to help you become an incredible human by getting to the root of fear and the source of happiness.
Now, here's your host, motivational speaker and zero fear coach, Gabriele Gab Ciminelli.
All right, I'm just having a drink here. Welcome back to the Happy as Hell Podcast. I'm Gab Ciminelli, your host today. Today we've got a really interesting topic as usual. And somehow we're always searching for who are we? You know, the big universal question that everybody's asking. And somehow we are always trying to connect ourselves with something. But I'm going to question today, I'm going to phrase this question a little bit differently, but I'm going to question today, do we even need an identity? And the question I'm going to put out there is, why are we so obsessed with having any identity? Now, we often see ourselves as separate human beings. The moment we're born, the doctor or somebody else cuts off the umbilical cord, and therefore we become separated from our mother. We're given a name, perhaps already pre-decided. And, you know, interestingly enough, when it comes to a family name, right, we automatically inherit that one. So something that psychologically brings us together in a group can be connected through a family name. And of course, along with that comes a lot of other things. But the baby doesn't know this yet. It's just become part of a family with a name. And along with that comes the traditions that we include from both sides of the parents, and they become more and more over time. We have baptisms in certain religions and other ceremonies along the journey. And in addition, the baby's parents also identify with their own countries. Well, they might be the same country. One of the parents might be born in South America, another one in Europe. They might have gone to college, they may have not. The point is, we seem to be collecting labels about ourselves since the onset of life. Why? Well, as a parent, we simply fall back to copying, pasting what was done to us from our generation, what our parents did to us. As a parent, we simply copy, paste, or use our own kind of methodologies that were, you know, done to us or learned from our current generation or previous generation. And this is actually how we're training our minds to be so old. And this conditioning is everything we have recorded in our lives, what we are told we are. I'll say that again, what we are told we are. We've created so many labels for ourselves. Society labels us, our friends label us, doctors label us, our other families in the community label us. Along with this feeling of goodness in belonging, which is another thing we've been conditioned as good, quotation, good, there seems to be a certain amount of pride that comes along with that. Pride for our country, pride for our team, a pride when a certain family member graduates from college. You know, this type of mindset is there. And in the meantime, society grows bigger, the world grows bigger, and so too does the immensity increase of all the violence we have. We want to identify not only with a country, but with a group. And sometimes we need to identify with some kind of disease, heaven forbid, or by skin color, or race, ethnicity. Yes? And whilst everyone is out there screaming for acceptance of who they are, participating in wars, being part of the division, taking sides, believing what certain experts say is good to do or not to do, accepting laws without thinking about them that don't make sense. And as I spoke about in an earlier episode about freedom from war, wars have been happening for thousands upon thousands of years. But it seems no one is really interested in solving all these problems around the world. We simply travel along on the same ship, each of us concerned with the space between me and another person. Each of us are looking for happiness in exactly the same way, each contributing to the problems on the other end of the ship. Always stuck in the stream, going round in circles for eternity. Try this exercise. Quickly write down a list of all the identities you think you have. And I've done this in a workshop before, and when I do this, most people start with the most common ones, the ones they believe are the strongest or the most difficult to, quotation, break. Things like nationality, religion, ethnicity, these kind of things. Now, what did you notice about this list? They tend to be the ones people create the most violence over. Have you noticed this? Those ones that are really hard to change. Those ones that we have these really fixed, firm beliefs into. By the way, other problems like possession, authority and control, competition, greed, all of these have resulted in violence and wars of some kind. I mean, this is really actually really easy to see. But why won't we do anything about them? Is it because it's too difficult? Or that we believe it's too difficult? Or is it because we are relying on something else to fix the problem for us? Or do we think that war is created by a certain leader? You know, in the past, we've seen leaders like Hitler, Stalin, more recently Putin, etc. Is it because we identify ourselves with any group, any religion, ethnicity? All of these mind-made differences that create war means that we are the cause of these wars, because you and me are in the thick of all that division. We're in the thick of all those labels. War is an outer expression of our inner consciousness. It's not Putin, Stalin, Hitler, and all those people. We are responsible. It's too easy just to blame some so-called crazy leader is responsible for doing all these nasty things. So why aren't we questioning our total structure of society, for which the human mind has created since probably the beginning of time? More importantly, for which each and every one of us is responsible. We may not have created it, but are we contributing to it? If our outer phenomenon is a reflection of our state of consciousness, we don't change the outer phenomenon, we change the inner. Changing the outer leads to more wars and more conflict because everybody's defending their own beliefs, which they believe is true, which is what the mind is telling them. Changing the inner will actually change the reflection. But it seems difficult to understand to be free from certain structures of the mind. We need to find out what is the barrier between changing something so deeply rooted. I won't go back into my past so much, but I will say that I have seen that religion can be so deeply rooted within each of us, with all of its traditions and prayers and so forth. And at some point, a lot of people start to see that anything they're attached to was actually holding them back, was causing pain and sorrow. And initially, I was taught that compassion meant kind of suffering together. I thought I was going to live life in constant pain, you know, and suffering. And of course, there were times of happiness and laughter here and there. Oh, and I couldn't be the first one in history, by the way, in my entire life, to break a very strong tradition, to break free of the religion that we all held together. I thought I would be punished, thought I might be sent to hell, I thought I might be disowned by everybody. But here's what I learned. One stands alone when they recognize what fear really looks like and that it doesn't exist except in the mind. And in that aloneness, when you do stand alone, there is a complete oneness. When there is no longer any separation between you and another human being, when there are no longer any labels identifying you and me, something extraordinary happens. This is why I'm creating an incredible program. A program that helps everyone realize what an incredible human they actually are. And everyone, no matter who you are, has a gift, a magical piece of the world's puzzle. But we all go madly seeking it all along our lives because we are taught and conditioned to be more. What is my purpose? Who am I? How do I become more, be better, do more with less? You know, all those things. We follow all kinds of people trying to learn their methods of success. And we copy and paste them into ourselves. We read all kinds of books looking for things, whether it's self-improvement or achieving something or financial success or career success or well-being. All along, what we have done is become accumulated copy-paste versions of everything we've liked or haven't liked. But is that the way? Actually, I'm about to let you in on a very big secret. In case you haven't noticed, there's actually nothing to go looking for. It's the mind that convinces itself that it needs to go looking for things. How can you ever know yourself if you're constantly living in all of the mind's noise and conditioning? You can't. I've always been told I see the world differently from others. And, like many other people, imagine a world where love and compassion do exist, in the greatest sense of the words. And here's the thing. I'm no different from anybody else. I too grew up with all of those conditions. And it's not that I see things differently. It's that I've continuously asked one big question. What is that question? What am I afraid of? What am I afraid of? Fear is the unnatural human-created condition that is at the root of blocking you of the visibility of what you are. Now, season one of this podcast series has been created to help you see this, to observe it neutrally, to question things thoroughly for yourself. That extraordinary unconditional happiness is there already. It's already inside you. It's already inside you. We just can't see it because we're looking for it. But if you can, what are the fears? What is the resistance that's holding you back? You know, those are the big trigger points. So when we identify ourselves with a country, conclusions, ideologies, philosophies, we cannot even begin to understand what it means to be humble. And only when we can observe our mind without any judgment or expectations, with humility, then we have learned something. And humility is so important because then what you observe is what is, and it is you. It is you. And I haven't talked about this yet, but can you be disciplined enough to watch the way you react to things as you continually observe? Do you know where your thoughts are coming from? Can you see prejudices, the way you judge things, your biases, things that are causing you pain and suffering? Where are they coming from? What is the root? Is it from a fixed belief of some kind? Is it a deep-rooted memory? A strong attachment to something? And along with this constant watching comes something else. Clarity, which has nothing to do whatsoever with conformity or following any pattern. It's not following some rule established by your own learning or by something outside entity. It cannot, since you are being judgment-free in your observation. You should be able to see very clearly. You'll see the world clearly. You'll see yourself clearly. And in that clarity comes the understanding that you are the world and the world is you. And as you come to that understanding, you'll have a sense of peace and unconditional joy. Your action is from a completely different realm. It is in total alignment with who you really are, with nature. And from that comes action that is truth. And that kind of truth cannot possibly come from anything the mind invents. Whether you invented it or somebody else invented it with their mind. So if you want to lead a peaceful life, it requires a lot of that clear observation. If you want to live in true freedom, clear observation is essential. Because that action from truth will come without any hesitation. And hesitation exists, by the way, because the mind creates a space between what you see to be true and what you think. So thought processes your perception. You have sensation, and then thought processes the perception of that, which includes all the fears coming from all the conditioning stored in your mind, because you're viewing that sensation through your own lenses. And that mind needs to process thought to do that. But as long as you're observing in that way, you won't have clarity. Any way where hesitation exists. So where hesitation doesn't exist, clarity comes. Because in your observation, there's no judgment, no biases, no prejudices. There's no space to process. So what happens? Then that action does not include any conflict. Now again, I repeatedly stated this. I'm not trying to convince you with all of this. I personally don't even know or can prove where all of this is coming from. I'm not trying to prove anything to you. In fact, I hope you listen to this voice with skepticism. I hope that you doubt what I'm saying so that you can question it for yourself. It's not just what this voice is saying. But what's the voice in your own head saying to you? What's it always telling you? Can you doubt your own beliefs? Things you've picked up along the way that you so strongly hold on to. Can you question your resistances? Question the need for attachments. Question the result of what happens with pleasure. Question the separation of all labeling, for which I have already been talking about for years. Labels are separating people. Every time you have an awareness of any label, whether it's a disease or anything else, you're increasing its energy and its exposure, and therefore you're actually contributing to that particular label, not judging whether that label is good or bad. There's an energy behind words. So doubt and question everything. It's got nothing to do with distrusting. On the contrary, it has everything to do with understanding who you are and who you're not. And that is going to be far more important in understanding life. So let me finish with a question. After listening to this episode, is it possible for us humans to be completely without any form of identification? Thank you for staying tuned in to another episode of the Happy as Hell podcast, a podcast where hopefully you have been able to uncover more of what is going on in your own mind and how it's processing who you believe to be. And in the next episode, I'm going to close off season one with some things that I haven't yet covered in this series. So please do stay tuned. We're going to cover what I talk about when I'm promoting nothing. All right, until then, in the kind time, be good to yourselves and arrivederci. It's now.